This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 480 for Monday, July 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were down sharply on Monday as losses in outside markets and improving weather conditions in parts of Western Canada weighed on prices. Canola down $16 to nearly $20, November down $19.40 at $898.10 per ton. Crude oil and Chicago soy oil were both down sharply today, and that spilled into the canola market. Smoky conditions across much of the southern prairies due to forest fires were helping ease concerns over hot temperatures, with some moisture in the forecast in many areas this week as well. However, any precipitation may not be enough to ease drought concerns, and that is keeping a weather premium in the futures. Sharp declines in the Canadian dollar, which has lost nearly a cent today, is also supportive. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, wheat higher, and corn holding near unchanged. Crude oil was down sharply today after OPEC reached an agreement over the weekend to phase out production cuts and increase oil production over the next year. That was especially bearish for soybeans, with the November contract down 19 cents at $13.72 per bushel. Renewed concerns over COVID-19 variants were also bearish for the financial and commodity markets in general. Midwestern soybean fields saw some beneficial moisture over the weekend in many areas, and that did pressure values. Corn also benefited from some moisture, but forecasts calling for hot and dry weather over the next few weeks was supportive. Gains in wheat also underpinned the corn market, with the September contract ending unchanged at $5.56 per bushel. The Brazilian second corn harvest is estimated to be about a third done. While that's slightly behind normal, that harvest pressure is still weighing on U.S. prices. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board. Minneapolis up 5 cents in September at $9.22 per bushel. Kansas City up a penny in September at $6.52 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 5 cents in September at $6.97 per bushel. The northern U.S. spring wheat areas remain hot and dry, with yield estimates out of that region continuing to deteriorate. Declining crop prospects out of Russia and Ukraine, due to hot and dry weather there, were also supportive, but the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest was a bit bearish. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.